Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local at Schmoe's Brewery on 2600 Patterson. Barbecue Bob is spending a little holiday time with his family today, so I'm joined by Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery and Brett Makita. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you, Job?
Hey, man, I'm fantastic. And you know what? A lot of the people I think right now that are listening are sitting in their car waiting at a stoplight, maybe out doing that last bit of shopping. I know I've got to do some stuff. I've got 25 people coming over tomorrow for holidays, and I'm going to be grilling up a storm. So, but anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit. If you're trying to figure out those last-minute gifts that are out there, you know what? Consider the gift for the griller. Now, I break these down into around the grill, on the grill, and then the hand tools that are there. And let's talk a little bit about some of these hand tools. Sometimes people don't understand the significance of a set of tongs, okay? I don't know if anybody can envision this, but a lot of the places where I go over to my friend's house, they want me to help them grill. Right, and they pull out these tongs with those little wire things with the bent D on the end of them, and they got some little knurling or something on there.
Right,
stuff just slips out of those things. They don't match up; they mismatch. And you try to flip something on the grill or take a burger off of those. You know, two out of three times it's on the ground or back on the grill.
Yeah, catastrophe.
Yeah, you can't. So get a good set of tongs. You can get those anywhere. But the kind with the little, like, clamshell shape on the end of them, they're a little bit serrated, a little bit. You can really hang on to something like it. $10-$12. Great stocking stuffer.
Hey, Jop.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can never have too many pairs of those because, you know, when you're talking about some food safety and things like that, you want to be able to have a clean set of tongs occasionally when you're switching foods, you're grilling, things like that.
That's a very good point, Chaz, because you don't, the tongs aren't bad if they get hot, but you don't want to handle like a lot of raw chicken.
Right.
And then use those tongs to handle the beef and handle, you know, it's just make sure that you have a couple pair. That's a great thing.
So the don't worry about overbuying tongs.
You can't. I don't think you can, but another item that's out there is a silicone grill brush. A lot of people don't have one of these. It's a $5 upgrade from the regular sauce brush, but it holds the sauce in there, and what it does is it allows you to wipe it on, and it comes off of, you don't end up with most of your sauce still on the brush, and it's soft enough that it'll spread the sauce across your meat rather than drag it across, and you got bare spots and piles of sauce. Just a little technique like that, but those two items are really good.
I need a brush if my wife is out there listening this morning. The other thing that you guys talked about, so important that I don't have, thermometer.
Right. And, you know, you can go a long ways with a thermometer. Bob and I like the instant read ones. They're about $25 to $30, but worth it if you do a lot of grilling. There's nothing worse than having underdone or overdone meat when your guests cut into whatever it is you're grilling. And that's that moment of truth. Yeah. And they'll either know you can grill or you can.
You're
and
either a thermometer guy helps. Or not at that point.
Yeah. That's it. But
and if you're talking safety, you want a fire extinguisher. I know we always talk about that a lot.
Right.
And a good pair of gloves.
That's right. Coming up next, we're going to shoot out to the Metro Detroit area and talk with Barbecue Bob. He's going to help us out with some grilled smoked ham. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.